As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, or Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Ugh.
What's wrong?
My internet slowed down. I hit my data cap.
You should switch to Digital Path.
Why?
Digital Path has unlimited data. Its internet is faster than DSL, available more places than cable, and has no data limit.
You mean I can do all the things I love on the internet with no worries?
Yep, and plans start for less than $50.
Wow.
So if you want worry-free internet for streaming, gaming, sharing, surfing, chatting, working, or play, call Digital Path today. 1-800-676-PATH. Digital Path. High-speed internet for everyone.
Thrivent Financial for Lutherans helps make preparing for retirement easy. How? It all comes down to smart, simple strategies. That means no overly ambitious savings goals, just doable, manageable solutions to help you retire more comfortably, no matter what your means. Smart, simple, doable. Just ask any of our nearly 3 million members. In Chico, your Thrivent Financial representative is Daniel Cluas. Call 530-321-4059. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you light up the path. I don't care.
Happy Monday. This is your Monday host of Chico Now, Jessica Wilkerson. And today's show is called Helping People. So every week, our Monday show is a live call-in radio show where you call me and then we talk about what's going on in your life a little bit and I give you a little bit of feedback. The number is 894-7325. And I'm giving you that number hoping you write it down because today is not a
thank you.
Hello, Chico. This is your host of Helping People on Chico Now, Jessica Wilkerson. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. And I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor over at, or licensed marriage and family therapist, over at Chico Creek Counseling. And we're starting a little bit late today because I have really been working on efficient use of my time, and I'm working on accurate scheduling. Anyways, we have a day today where it's a live call-in show. And the number is 894-7325. So if you have things going on in your life right now with the holidays coming up, family, relationships, give me a call. It's 894-7325. I really want to talk to you. I'm just on fire. I've got some ideas to talk about today, which is the stress of the holidays often makes people a little grumpy. I know, it's such a beautiful, wonderful season, but then on the other hand, the beautiful, wonderful season comes with a lot of extra stuff on our plate that sometimes gets people a little bit short-fused. So I thought I'd talk about that a little bit today, in addition to taking your calls, which is my favorite part of the job. I love being a therapist. I love being a radio host. Why not put both of them together? But remember, this is not therapy. This is just you calling, giving me a little snippet of what's happening, and I give you a little bit of feedback, some insight, maybe a little advice. If you want therapy, though, you can call me at 921-5122 and schedule an appointment, or you can call any other therapist here in town for long sit-down conversations. We're going to go to a commercial, and when we come back, we'll start the show. So write this down, pull over in your car, 894-7325. Type it out on a Word document if you're at the office, or jot it on a Post-it. 894-7325. Give me a call, and let's talk. This is Jessica Wilkerson. Have a wonderful, beautiful day, and stay tuned.
This is Buzz Beatty. You know, there's nothing like needing a plumber but not feeling confident who to call. I'm sure glad someone referred me to Gold Bond Plumbing. Gordon did a great job replacing my water heater and repairing the damage the old one caused. In fact, I'm so happy with Gold Bond Plumbing that I've asked Gordon to be a regular guest on Your Home Today. If you need a plumber who works like a bear for a price that's fair, call Gold Bond Plumbing at 321-4203.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
This is Steve Sanchez, and yes, Chico, California, the rumors are true. I'm coming to you Saturday mornings right here on KKXX AM 930 from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Caution, we don't sit around the campfire singing Kumbaya, so join me right here live on KKXX AM 930.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Floating.
Welcome back, Chico, and all the surrounding areas, Red Bluff, Quincy, Auburn, Clear Lake, Durham, Live Oak, Olivehurst. I love announcing all the names of the cities that are on. We have this big, huge wall in front of us when I'm looking at you guys, or the microphone, at you individually, listener. And it's this big circle around the area that it shows, and then it has the names of all the towns and these big bold letters. And I just always feel like I'm on Romper Room. I love it. I just love it. Anyways, today we're going to talk about some of the stressors of Christmas. And we're talking about that as filler because what I really want to do is talk to you. So call me at 894-7325 and you'll be live on the air. You can tell me a little bit about what's happening in your life, in your family, in your relationship, and then we can talk about it a little bit more. And you will remain confidential. I don't really ask people their names because who wants to talk about their private life and give their name on the air? So just give me a call, 894-7325. So I was thinking about how I love the holidays personally. I love all the Christmas music because most of it is just really beautiful worship music that I actually know all the words to, because I usually know the words to the songs they play at church, but not all of the ones that sound more hymnally, which is what Christmas music sounds more, right? At least to me it does. It reminds me of the church music that I went to growing up. And I love the church music I listen to at my church, at Neighborhood. I love it. But sometimes the hymnal type stuff is nice and nostalgic and beautiful, and that's what Christmas music makes me think about. So it just really makes me feel even closer to the Lord, which is a lot of the purpose of it. But I know that in addition to all of that, we have all of the extra stuff on our plates, which is one of the reasons why we started the show late today. But we have all these extra things on our plates, and it's easy for our fuse to get shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter, even though it's such a beautiful, wonderful season where you get to see people you haven't seen for a long time. You get to go and enjoy various celebrations at work and with friends and whatever other social clubs you're a part of. And there's a spirit of giving. And when I go shopping for my son and my husband and the girlfriends that I shop for, we did Adopt a Family at CAMFT, which is the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. And when I go shopping, for me, it's more of a relaxing time away out of the house, away from all the house chores. And I get to think about the ways that I get to love on the people. So it's not about buying the present or getting the credit, but it's about me spending that time and thinking, so-and-so would really like this, or this would really make their lives easier. This is something someone needs. I'm very practical. My poor family, they're all getting shoes and clothes and a couple little knickknacks that are fun. But I hope they're not listening right now. Anyways, they might be. Who knows? Now I just spoiled it for them. But that's not the principle between why I go. But I know that a lot. And so when I do that, it's when I know I have a lot of time to spare and to just kind of peruse. But in the hecticness of our days and our nights, we don't always have the time to peruse. And so we're battling the crowds and we're battling all of the scheduling conflicts. And that just gets to be really overwhelming. And what ends up happening is people start snapping. You snap at the people you love. You snap at the people who are safe. You don't snap at your boss at work. Well, some people do. But you snap at the people who you know will forgive you and who will give you that grace, which means that we're hurting the ones we love, right? And it makes us feel bad. I don't know one single person who comes into my office or who is a friend or a colleague who says, oh yeah, I was really snapping at people today and I don't care. Most people feel guilty about it. And so now we're going through the holiday seasons grumpy and feeling guilty. And that's not how we want to live our lives or this joyous occasion. So I just kind of wanted to give you guys a little bit of info on how to navigate that. So one of the things that I often work with people with is identifying the underlying feeling. So you can say, I'm really angry right now. So you're about to blow your top. You're just so angry. And you step outside and you think about, well, I hate talking over this music. Let's talk about it when we come back. Hopefully you felt like you could relate to some of this stuff and you want to know a little bit more. Stay tuned after these commercials.
Here at Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
They say the best things in life are free. Because we, your local radio broadcasters, have always entertained and informed at no cost to the community. When tragedy strikes, radio is there, even when others are not. We bring you talk, news, and music, all aimed to engage, inform, and motivate, with one goal, serving the public. The local broadcasters of radio, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be
Welcome back, Chico. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist intern number IMF 69783, and I work under the clinical supervision of licensed marriage and family therapist Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. I'm also your Monday and your Tuesday host of Chico Now. Our Monday show is called Helping People, so we talk about things to help your life be a little bit easier, and hopefully you'll call in. We have one more segment, so the phone number here is 894-7325. Please just pick up the phone right now and give me a call, because that's what I really want, rather than to hear me ramble. I want to help you with what's going on in your life. So before we went to the commercial break, we were talking about the stresses and how we kind of end up taking things out on the people we care about. And one technique that works for a lot of people is identifying the underlying emotion of anger. We've all heard, I think, on TV or on the radio about how anger is the masking emotion to underlying emotions. And it truly is. So if you can identify that you're about to blow it, you're about to snap, you're just feeling really grumpy right now, or you're visiting relatives or they're visiting you who just know exactly what buttons to push, and you just feel like, oh, I'm just going to say something, I'm going to do something, I don't know. So when you get to that point, really stop and identify. I'm at that point right now. I'm at a point where I'm about to cause drama, or this person is causing a lot of heartache, misery, drama, negative emotions for me, and I don't really know what to do, but I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. But instead of doing that, first identifying that that is happening, because a lot of times people react and they're not even aware. They're so busy thinking and doing so many other things, they're not aware of what's happening inside their own body in that moment, because their brain is out here trying to get all this other stuff handled and making sure everybody else is taken care of, that all of the little nitpicky things are just kind of building up in their brain from other people coming inside, and they're not aware of it. So really take those moments to be aware that you're starting to clench your fists or clench your jaw a lot. You've been getting some headaches up by your temples. A lot of those are from scrunching all those little muscles out of tension. You end up getting those headaches. So when you become aware of that, you're going and you're popping a Tylenol or an Advil and trying to get rid of that headache, think about taking a couple of deep breaths and is the genesis of this headache or my clenching or what have you, or my stomach ache or my jumpiness or my snapping, is this from something that's going on around me that's bothering me? And am I feeling angry, irritated, frustrated, hurt? What are those emotions that are happening in me right now? So first identifying that you're feeling this way, that you're on the cusp, and then taking that Tylenol or whatever it is that triggered you to think, you know, this is happening, and going either outside or to another room and just taking a couple calm breaths. Breathe deeply as you pray for peace and serenity and the ability to handle the situation or handle these people or handle the schedule that you're engaging in. And not only does praying help because the Holy Spirit is, you know, working in your life and answering your prayer, but taking that few moments to breathe deeply and disassociate yourself from the stimulus that is causing this headache or this tension or this disturbing emotion gets you out of that fight or flight part of your brain. Because the more that's happening, the more you're going into fight or flight. And most likely you're going to engage in fight, right? Verbally. So then the next thing to do, once you've kind of had that few minutes to just clear your thoughts, identify what is that underlying emotion. Did my feelings just get hurt because somebody insulted me and now I'm angry, but really my feelings are hurt? Or am I feeling irritated because I don't feel like I'm getting enough help around the house, or I'm not getting enough help with all of the conflicts that I've got going on with scheduling, and now I feel irritated and abandoned and disappointed? And so irritated, abandoned, and disappointed, and I'm reacting and I'm being snappy and I'm taking it out on the people around me, but I'm not really angry, I'm just acting angry. Really, I'm feeling disappointed and I'm feeling left out and I'm feeling overwhelmed. So being able to identify what are those emotions that you're feeling, that also puts more power in you, more, it's called the internal locus of control. And then you're more able to communicate these things with the people around you. Hey, friend, spouse, child, I feel really overwhelmed right now. I just need people to stop talking and start working. And please bear with me while I try to calm down. Telling people, taking ownership over, this is what's going on inside me. Don't even pay attention to what they're doing to cause it, because just letting them know that you're feeling this way will help. Okay, stay tuned next week. I'll be back and I'll be here on Tuesday with...
We listen to it. We have it on at work all day.
More people are listening to us at work.
Just changes the whole environment of the office. Keeps my stress down.
You are listening to Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Personal injury to you or a family member can be frightening and stressful. Medical bills, lost income, it's financially overwhelming. The Law Office of Lawrence Puritz is here to help. Larry has provided legal advice and representation for over 20 years. And Larry is uniquely qualified, having worked many years representing the side of insurance companies. He knows how they operate. And now he represents you. Take a stand with the Law Office of Lawrence Puritz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Lawrence Puritz, your personal injury lawyer.
The people of Chico have spoken. Once again, In Motion Fitness has been chosen the best. We're proud to have received this honor and recognition for the last 21 years. We never take for granted what it means to be the best, and even more so, what it takes to remain the best. We believe the two most important ingredients of our success have always been our unsurpassed and highly dedicated staff, and of course, our fabulous members. Together, they bring our world-class resort, spa, and fitness center to life. For those of you who have not yet experienced our nationally acclaimed, award-winning facility, drop by and see for yourself, or just ask any InMo member, and then you'll understand why year after year, we're declared the best. In Motion Fitness, it simply doesn't get any better than this. Celebrating two decades of excellence.